The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bobby Clare, CEO of U Group. That's YU dot. Bobby, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a very tough market for many stocks. I know, I've held quite a few of them. But your share price has been going gangbusters, and you released a trading update today, and the sub-headline is excellent trading performance with full-year financial metrics now anticipated to be significantly ahead of market expectations. That is what investors want to hear. So before we get into this and what's driving this, Bobby, for people not familiar with U Group, just tell us what you do, please.
We are a listed supplier, a regulated supplier of gas, electricity and water to the business market only. Our shop window is pan-UK, and we are able and capable of supplying gas and electricity and water from as little as, you know, the greengrocer right their way up to Amazon data centres and the NHS and prison services and such forth. And we count all of those customers as our target audience.
Excellent stuff. So take us through this, because there's been a lot of people saying it's been a difficult time for suppliers and all that stuff, but you seem to be bucking that trend. So how are you doing it? And take us through what you expect to see figures-wise this year.
Well, I mean, it has been a difficult time. Let's not sugarcoat that. It's been a tumultuous time in terms of not only our industry and the impact and the volatility in terms of the gas prices. We came out of the pandemic when UK PLC effectively shut down. We navigated those waters very well. We delivered strong growth and profitability last year when we had the European gas crisis in terms of supply and demand, and when we couldn't get gas couldn't flow around Europe quick enough to meet demand. We demonstrated our abilities to navigate, and we delivered a decent profit of 1.7 million in 2021. This year, the Ukraine crisis in terms of gas transportation and meeting that supply and demand and understanding whether winter consumption will be met in the UK and Europe, we've delivered, significant, not only significant revenue, but significant profitability. I'm just looking at my charts here. The analysts had us down in 2023 to be achieving £261 million in revenue in 2023 and a profit of £5.7 million. And this morning we've announced that we are more than confident that we'll be achieving in excess of £260 million and £6.4 million EBITDA. So in effect, what we're doing is we're trending a year ahead and we've achieved 2023 targets in 2022. Now, that's not a consequence of our inability to forecast. It's a consequence of the huge market that we have access to. It's a consequence of our ability to capture good quality, profitable contracts and push those through our digital by default platforms and turn them into profitable customers. It's our ability to scale using our strengthened platforms in order to bring those customers in. It's a consequence of our reputation in terms of customers wanting to contract with us or our third parties wanting to put contracts our way. But it's also the significant investment in digital that we've done over the last couple of years and continue to do so that allows us to attack that market in ways that other suppliers simply cannot attack the market, making it very simple, making it very quick, making it very easy for our customers to onboard, making it very simple for our customers to understand and engage through online portals and chatbots and such forth, with us, removing the ability to the frustration of having pretty simple queries resolved, not resolved in a time frame that suits or in a manner that suits them. So, I mean, overall, I'm really very pleased in terms of our performance. I'm also very pleased in terms of 2023. I've spoken to you in the past about our ability to have a very good view of forward-looking sort of revenue visibility. So we will contract our customers for a fixed period of time. So we've already got a significant contracted book that will outflow in 2023. We've purchased the energy for those customers. So those customers are locked in for that period of time. So even though I'm seeing now 2022 closing, we've very much got eyes on 2023 and beyond. And I'd like to think that we can continue to keep surpassing forecasts and over-exceeding both revenue, profitability, contract revenue, and also cash. Let's be very clear, cash is king. And, you know, revenues, profitability is one thing, but you know, absolute cash in the bank is fundamental. We are completely debt-free, safe to say, for a small office lease. You know, and we're guiding for the end of this year in terms of our cash balance of around 16.5 million. And obviously that'll increase significantly next year as well. So, yeah, in the round, I'm pretty pleased, a bit tired, but very pleased with our performance, very pleased in terms of, you know, our ability to operate in choppy markets, and they have been very choppy. You've seen wholesale gas volatility, you know, swings of 20-25 base points in an hour. And you know, if we look at history, you know, from 2006 to 2016, you know, we'd see the biggest swing we'd see would be something around, you know, 4 or 5 base points. So that volatility has really given, you know, it's been hard work in terms of us being able to price correctly, price competitively, and get the prices out there so our customers can contract and we can lock those prices in before those prices are, you know, under the water. And there have been times when we've had to pull our price books and just simply, you know, resolve to not pricing and waiting for that volatility to smooth itself out. And I think we've done really well. And I am genuinely pleased in terms of our performance and our continued performance going forward.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, even the last few years, gone, what, 53% growth last year, 155 million, 67% you're expected to do this year, 260 million. And also, like you say, EBITDA margins have improved 2.1%. You seem like you're very confident going forward. And do you feel like that? Do you feel like, you know, you've gone through a difficult period, but you've prospered? Do you feel that, like, now it'll get a bit easier to achieve growth or what?
Yeah, well, 2.1% was H1. So we're guiding about 2.5%. So H2, we'll reckon we'll be doing somewhere around 2.9% for H2. And then obviously full year, you'll average that out about 2.5%. We have been through a difficult time. We, as in you, the group, the energy, the business, you know, we've had to reestablish, reset, realign ourselves. I was very aware that the equity story is there, the opportunity is there. You'll note that Ofgem created significant barriers to entry over the last year or two, and that's to prevent things like Bulb or other suppliers going bust because they don't have the financial sort of strength to continue operating in a market that may well be volatile, as we've seen over the last couple of 3 years. So that's good. The fact that we have licenses, the fact that we are on the right side of sort of, in terms of Ofgem and their financial reporting, financial stress reporting, and such forth, gives me comfort that, you know, it's a very closed pool or a closed sort of competitor pool of businesses that can serve UK B2B, and again, that gives me comfort in our abilities to grow. So I won't agree with you in saying it's going to be easy going forward. I think as you scale a business, as the numbers get bigger, as you look at other opportunities, as we've done in incorporating the U-Smart, the metering business, back in H2, I think other opportunities naturally open themselves in terms of a scaling business. And that's something that I'm going to be looking very much forward to doing going forward. But I wouldn't say it's easy. What I would say is, given the lack of competition and our ability through our digital platforms to really scale those customer numbers without having a knock-on or a knock-on effect on sort of the cost to acquire or the cost to serve, and then turning that into profitable growth is something I'm very much looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to coming back to the market and consistently delivering positive results as we have demonstrated we can do over the last four halves.
Yeah, well, I remember talking to you at one point and saying, you know, the business was improving very well, and you know, a bit frustrated the share price wasn't catching up. It's certainly catching up now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the share price will be what the share price will be. I think, you know, I think as a CEO and as a, you know, my responsibility and my sort of time should be spent on how I'm going to consistently deliver those numbers and how am I going to deliver my shareholders comfort that we are comfortable and confident as to our abilities to continue to keep, you know, achieving and scaling and adding additional opportunities as and when they find themselves. You'll know just in that over the last two and a half years, we've added five books to our portfolio, some of them through acquisition, some of them through solar, where they've gone bankrupt and Ofgem have awarded us. We've also added the metering business, which I'm really excited about, to be honest with you. That, you know, the government's sort of mandate to deliver these meters, which are smart and have the ability to, you know, provide accurate meter reads, not only to give the customer comfort that, that's what they're using and they can measure that and they can adjust their usage appropriately, but it gives the suppliers like us the ability to invoice our customers correctly and also offer them sort of additional products, which, you know, things like pay-as-you-go, other opportunities that aren't necessarily afforded. And having that ability in-house gives me predictability, and having predictability is 9/10 of the game. So I'm really pleased that I'm really looking forward to scaling that part of the business. And it is purely complementary to the retail side of the business, U Energy side of the business. So, you know, it's hand in glove almost, which I'm really pleased about.
Yeah, and also good news that the energy bills relief scheme seems to be working out, isn't it?
Yeah, we mentioned in the trading update that we are members of the BEIS energy relief bill scheme. Yeah. That's paid out at the early part of this month for October, so that's great. We've got through the first, and obviously we're looking forward to continually doing that. But that's really been a jab in the arm for businesses in terms of giving them the confidence that the government is there to support them. The government understands their pains and it will help them through what's a really difficult period, the winter period for businesses. Well, essentially the whole of the UK, but certainly businesses who tend to be using a disproportionate amount that they would normally, especially given the wholesale costs. You know, it's a real help for them. And I guess I'm looking forward to BEIS kind of seeing what they do going forward from March onwards and what sort of tapered relief this scheme then turns into in terms of helping those businesses that are most vulnerable and in the most vulnerable demographics as well. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, it's good to chat to you, Bobby. Nice to see a trading update that, you know, the investors can cheer, because there's been too many under-expected deliveries from companies recently. But if you could then, Bobby, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you group to their watch list, please.
Three reasons. Well, look, you know, we're getting good at exceeding expectations, and we've demonstrated that over the last two and a half years. I'm looking forward to coming back in January with a trading update and March for my full year figures, which will then again corroborate that and create that the fifth half year that we've demonstrated that. There's a huge market, and I've said this to you before as well, you know, that we are still a very, very small challenger player. So it gives me comfort that there's a great big market to go for. And I think the other point is we're a great equity story. The entire UK PLC needs gas and or electricity and water in order to operate their business. So, you know, we're effectively an essential part of UK business in order for them to do what they do best. So, you know, that in terms of the equity story sort of bodes really well. And I think your listeners will appreciate that.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Bobby, good to chat to you. Like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Justin. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.